In no state did Donald Trump receive a lower percentage of the popular vote than in Vermont, but the new Republican president still has plenty of committed supporters here. And as VPR's Peter Hirschfeld reports, many of them are in Washington, D.C. this week to celebrate Trump's inauguration.
Ellie Martin took more than a passing interest in the 2016 race for president. The Underhill resident made frequent trips to New Hampshire, knocking on hundreds of doors in the battleground state, and she's traveled long distances and endured massive crowds for a chance to meet her political hero.
I attended four rallies of Trump's.
So on November 9th, Martin celebrated her candidate's seismic victory over Hillary Clinton. And now, Ellie Martin is ready to party.
Well, I'm going to the ball, so I got out my dancing shoes and my dress that I'll wear to the ball.
Martin is 75 years old. She has six children, 15 grandchildren, and three great-grandkids. And on Thursday, she boarded a plane for Washington, D.C. to watch the 45th president of the United States get sworn in.
America is badly in need of a change of direction, and he is the key pin that is going to right the ship forward.
Interest among Vermonters in the pomp and ceremony surrounding Trump's inauguration is not overwhelming. As of Wednesday morning, residents of this state had requested only about half of the 714 tickets available to the inaugural ceremonies through Vermont's congressional delegation. But hundreds of Vermonters are excited enough about the prospect of a Trump presidency to visit the nation's capital this weekend to witness his swearing in. Vermonters like Rick Cochran, who lives in St. Johnsbury.
I think I have to be there. I have to be. This is part of history. I think this is just so cool, and I think it's important for our country.
Cochran was a Vermont delegate at the Republican National Convention in Cleveland last July. He admits that Marco Rubio was his first choice, but as he saw more and more evidence of Trump's mass appeal, Cochran says it did not take long for him to come on board.
I just thought, you know, this has to be indicative of something very, very unique, and clearly election night proved that to be the case.
Cochran says it can be politically isolating at times, living in a blue state that went overwhelmingly for Clinton.
But I also look at Vermont, and I'm thinking, you know, a third of Vermonters voted, one in three, voted for Donald Trump.
Ellie Martin was born and raised in Vermont. She says the state has changed since she grew up, and not all for the better.
I didn't grow up in a liberal state. I grew up in a very conservative area where individual rights and personal freedoms were valued.
But for Martin, Trump's victory has had the effect of bringing her closer to the Democratic neighbors that will be grieving the inauguration rather than celebrating it. Shortly after the election, Martin saw a post on Front Porch Forum. It was written by a Clinton supporter looking to meet up with a Trump voter.
And I responded to it.
Martin is now part of a group called Can We Talk? It's a mix of conservative Trump voters and liberal Democrats. They've met once a week for the past month.
And we're learning how to really, that we can really appreciate one another. We can even like one another. And that's unusual for us.
Martin says she looks forward to resuming those conversations when she returns from the inauguration. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld.